In this video, I'll break down why being straightforward isn't just about telling the truth. It's about building trust, avoiding conflicts, and empowering your team. Stick with me because this could change the way that you lead. Welcome to the Great to Lead Leadership Podcast, where leadership meets action. I'm Michelle Portia, and every week I'll bring you easy-to-use, practical tips you can put into action right away. With over 18 years of experience as a school principal, I'll share strategies to inspire your team, elevate your leadership, and help you lead with greatness. Let's dive into today's episode and take your leadership to the next level. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Great to Lead. Today, we're tackling an essential topic for anyone in a leadership role. Why is being upfront and honest important in leadership? Whether you're leading a team of five or an organization of 500, honesty isn't just a virtue. It's a tool for success. Let's kick things off with trust. Trust is the cornerstone of any great team. If your team doesn't trust you, it doesn't matter how visionary or skilled that you are. They won't follow you wholeheartedly. Being upfront and honest is how you build that trust. Think about it. Would you follow someone if you weren't sure they were giving you the full story? When you're transparent, you show that you respect your team enough to be real with them. This opens a door for mutual trust, and trust leads to loyalty and stronger collaboration. Another reason being upfront is so important is that it avoids miscommunication and unnecessary conflict. As a leader, it's easy to think you're protecting your team by not sharing bad news or by skirting around tough conversations. But what actually happens is that people start filling in the gaps with assumptions, and that's where misunderstandings arise. Let's say you have to give a team member some tough feedback. You might be tempted to soften it or avoid it altogether, but that can lead to confusion about expectations. Instead, you should aim to be direct but compassionate. For example, say, "I can see that you've been struggling with a task. Let's talk about how we can improve and work together on a solution." By addressing the issue head on, you prevent small issues from snowballing into bigger conflicts. Being upfront and honest also has the added benefit of empowering your team and encouraging accountability. When you're transparent with your team, you're modeling the behavior you want to see from them. People feel more comfortable admitting mistakes and taking responsibility when they see their leader do the same. This builds a culture where problems are solved quickly and directly rather than swept under the rug. For instance, when a leader owns up to their own mistakes, like saying, "I made the wrong call on this and here's how we're going to fix it," it shows the team that it's okay to be human. That openness encourages others to step up and take responsibility for their roles. It's all about creating a culture where honesty is the norm and everyone is accountable for their actions. Now let's talk about how honesty helps in developing your team and growing you as a leader. Being upfront with feedback, both positive and constructive, enables growth. People can't improve if they don't know what they're doing wrong or what they're doing right. It's your responsibility as a leader to create an environment of continuous learning. Take performance reviews, for example. Leaders who are vague in their feedback do their team a disservice, but leaders who say, "You've done great in these areas, but here is where you can improve," provides a roadmap for growth. This not only helps individuals, but also elevates the whole team. Let's shift to the long-term benefits of being upfront and honest as a leader. When you're consistent in your honesty, you foster a culture of transparency, which drives long-term success. Your team will communicate better, decisions will be more informed, and there will be fewer surprises because everyone is in the loop. Over time, you'll notice that this honesty pays off. People will not only follow you, they'll trust you to lead them through the tough times. Think about it. Leaders who are upfront in the short term avoid much bigger problems in the long term. They create a stable, healthy environment where everyone knows what's expected and where they stand. Of course, being upfront and honest isn't always easy. There will be times when you have to deliver bad news or face uncomfortable truths. In those moments, it's tempting to backpedal or soften the blow. But here's the thing. Being honest, even in difficult situations, is a sign of respect. It shows your team that you trust them to handle the truth and work through it together. For example, if you have to let someone go, don't dance around the issue. Be straightforward, explain the reasons, and offer support where you can. It's tough, but in the long run, people will respect you for not dodging the hard conversations. To wrap this up, being upfront and honest isn't just a leadership style, it's a leadership necessity. It builds trust, prevents conflicts, empowers your team, and creates an environment where accountability and growth thrive. And while it may be challenging, especially in difficult situations, honesty is a foundation of any successful leadership strategy. Thanks for tuning in to the Great to Lead Leadership Podcast. If you found this episode helpful and would like more leadership tips and advice, please subscribe to the show and leave a rating. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know in the comments, how has honesty played a role in your leadership journey? Until next week, strive to be a leader who inspires and leads with greatness.